Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 2, Episode 3, The Dark.
At first, I admit, I did not fully understand Saul. His brilliance. Oh, I saw his rise to power. I saw how he crushed opponents and let no idiot stand in his way. But, any fool may stomp on foes in a rush to the top, only to tumble down again. And Saul was smarter than that. He had the courage which no one else had. The courage to do the great things, the terrible things which no one else would do. John. Now John would always talk about how he was high and mighty, how things would always be so good when he won, as if there were such a thing as good. As if John's fantasy world of law and order could actually exist. And when pressed, what did he do? He just sacrificed me for his plan. Now, Saul, there was no misunderstanding. You served him well, or you die. No backstabbing, only glory.
The streets of Corinth, morning.
Citizens of the Republic, you have sealed your fate by your loyalty to Paul. Those who have listened to his foul words, prepare to meet the wrath of the false.
Come to the sanctity of the Lamb. He will save you. He will cleanse you.
You hear that?
From the
Something's coming.
Of this world.
They can't know.
I told you no good would come of this.
Dad!
God, the two of you, get the hell out of here. Downstairs, now!
Dad, what about you?
I'll blacken the windows. Go!
Katie,
go!
No, Tess, we can't leave Dad. No,
go.
Stop, no!
Where's my God now?
Those who lived in this building sided with the believers. How do we know? We know because we have eyes that you cannot see. We have ears that listen. We are your neighbor. We are the clerk at the food depot. We are the enforcer who protects you, scum, against total chaos. And when you betray us, this is the result.
Driver, we can move along. Tell the soldiers to clear the building.
Yes, sir. Wolf says clear the premises.
You sure? It looks pretty clear.
You got a problem with orders?
No, sir. Understood.
You destroyed an entire building, Saul. Of your own people.
Do you doubt me, Zeke?
I do not understand.
Zeke, how many lives do you think were lost in that building? few dozen maybe, 100 at most. But do you know what its destruction means to the hearts and minds of a million? We do not have the tools to police every single man and woman, yet we must rule them. When we cannot rule them by body, we must rule them by mind. And what tool allows you to control the mind of a million?
Fear.
Yes, fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of the outsider. Fear of me. They will fear me. They will think I am ruthless, have no doubt. But they fear what will happen to them if they betray me. Even more. One building, 100 lives, it's nothing. If I have control of the minds of a million. Now do you understand?
Yes.
Good. We have more to do.
At the slag pits nearby.
Hey, Hushin, come on.
Yeah, Amos, I am, it's just...
What?
This is what we're looking for, the slag pits, where I used to work.
You mean before?
Yeah, things are a little different now. There's blood all over this rock.
Come on, Hushin.
This ain't right, Amos. It's not supposed to be quiet like this. Folks are supposed to be watching the slag pits at night. Make sure no one steals. And over there, the apartments, they look dead empty. Something's wrong here. You agree with me?
I don't know, Lucian.
I used to live in that apartment rise. I want to check.
We don't have time, Lucian. Paul said we have to get to the depot.
It'll only take a second. Come on.
Lucian! Lucian!
All quiet. No one up front. I wonder what that means.
I don't like it.
All right, well, like it or not, we're going in.
I'm not.
What? Amos.
If we both go in, it's a good way to get ourselves trapped. I'll keep lookout on this door. I got the whistle, right? If I see trouble, 3 squawks, then I hit the dirt.
You're gonna wait for me, right?
Yes, Lucian.
All right, just checking, buddy.
I'll go back to the soup. I'll meet you by the gateway.
All right, if that's the way you want it to be.
Careful, Lucian.
I'll be fine. Well, this don't feel like home anymore. Where is everybody? Hello? Hello? Hey, hello? Anybody still here? What happened to this place? Hello? 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 Hey, hello? Are you okay in here? Somebody need help? Oh God, oh God. What did they do? What did they do?
You! You did this to us.
I'm sorry. You got the wrong guy.
I saw you. You went with the preacher man. You brought this upon us. My baby.
Oh my God, Dad, what happened to Tess?
Hey, maybe there's something I can do. We can get help.
You did this. You brought this upon us.
Calm down.
I heard something downstairs.
Hey, let's go. We can fix you. We got a doctor. They can. Come on, please.
There he is.
Whoa!
I
I saw him. He's one of them. Come on.
Hey! Hey now!
You fired at a guard. Your ass is grass now.
Come get it, you little puppy. Hey, we gotta go. Please, come with me. I'm sorry this happened, but we gotta go. We can help your daughter. Listen, this guy I follow, Paul, he wants to stop this. He wants to protect you from the wolf. You know that, right? Hey, girl, your sister is living with Jesus now. Unless you and your dad come with me, you're gonna see her again real soon. So please, come on. Please, come on!
Don't move! Get down!
Damn it! Well, enjoy your trip to the other side.
Here we go. Big Chopper, we got a live one on the ground. Hey, look what we've got here.
You killed him! My wife, my daughter!
Sounds like a traitor to me.
Dad!
You're coming with us.
Oh, come on, Lucian. Pull yourself together.
Jeez, Lucian. I can't turn my back on you for a second.
Amos.
Shut up and get up. On the count of three. One, two, three. You gonna make it?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, they're moving.
Anyone ever teach you to shoot?
Ah! Move it, Lucian! Can't think about that now!
What little mice run now from the cat? If you turn now, we might not eat you!
What was it doing, Lucian? We're only 100 feet to go!
This is starting to hurt!
Come on, Lucian! Come on!
They're going for the chute! Destroy them!
But I think they...
What, Zeke?
I know one.
You know one of them, Zeke? Why would you?
He... Never mind.
Kill them, I said!
Sometimes, it only takes a second. The flip of a coin to make it life or death. A moment's hesitation, you live or you die. It ain't reason. It's random. That night it wasn't anything random. It was that boy. Amos kept me on my feet. Amos kept me alive.
We're almost there. Lucian!
Oh, where the hell did he get guns like that?
Lucian, come on!
My leg, it's slowing me down.
Not if you want to live it, Walt. Come on, Lucian.
Holy crap!
You can run, Brax! But the wolf will get you!
Down here, Lucian! Quick!
Oh, man!
Come on! Down! Down! Down!
The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty, and you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com slash CLEANSED50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
We made it down the river. It feels so funny saying that now, because it seems so obvious at the time that we'd make it down. We talked like there was never any risk, no danger in tempting the raging waters. With all of the people who wanted to kill us, it never occurred to me that it was a river that would nearly kill John Prophet. He was back now, but he wasn't quite the same. Something inside of him changed. He was crouched over the river again, a silhouette against the early morning. A gargoyle. Except now there was a look in his eyes that made him look farther away than before. Like a ghost.
On the riverside, twilight.
John? John?
Hey, Maria.
We've come full circle, John. You're back to looking like a gargoyle again.
What?
Sorry. You look deep in thought. Like when I came across you this morning.
Yeah, well, I was.
Sorry, I'll leave you and I can...
No. It's okay.
Okay.
Sit.
Okay. I'm sorry, back there.
Nothing to be sorry for. You've never ridden that kind of water before. It was a risk we took.
But you almost...
It wasn't your fault. Maria, I accepted my death a long time ago. That's part of this oath.
Oath?
Yeah. I made an oath to protect the U.S. Constitution, like every soldier. Except mine kind of became something different in my mind when the breaking went down. It's hard to explain.
Is that why you fight so hard?
Yeah.
But why... Now you...
What?
I'm not sure how to say this. You look different.
Like a gargoyle?
Like a gargoyle, yes.
Maria, I barely know you, but you're my flesh and blood. My daughter. You're closer to me than anyone here.
Yeah?
So I'm going to share something with you that I can't share with the others. If you share it, it will wound me, Maria, in a way that no bullet ever has.
Okay.
I saw something when I was under there.
What?
When I was in the water, I went... The world went black. I went somewhere. Somewhere I didn't know existed. Somewhere I didn't know you could go.
Did you die, John?
Maybe. Just for a little bit.
What was it like?
Blurry. Like I'd opened my eyes up underwater, but I saw things. I think I know where we're going, and... I don't know if I can go through with it.
You saw the future?
Maybe. Or maybe some kind of future.
What happened?
That much I'm not sharing. Not even to my own flesh and blood.
But you might give it up? The fight?
No. No, it's too late for that now. But it has me thinking. Sorry to tell you all that, but I had to tell someone, or else I'd go crazy.
Thank you for sharing.
If you think I'm already crazy, that's fine. Maybe I am.
I don't.
It's okay if you do. Going underwater and seeing visions. Hallucinations, really. Nothing to worry about.
Maybe. Or...
No, I don't even want to think about or. That just makes things too complicated. Just crazy neurons firing off. The human mind's a funny thing, you know?
Yeah. I guess it is.
You're a good girl, Maria. You're going to be one hell of a woman.
I'm almost 16, John.
You are growing up quick, no doubt. I just wish you had a chance to do what a girl your age should be doing. Learning to drive a car, getting your first real boyfriend, going to the mall. Instead, you're riding a canoe with a bunch of backwater old soldiers. I'm sorry. We screwed it up pretty big time for you.
It's okay, John. This is the only world I know.
Doesn't make it right.
John? I'm cold. Can I?
Huh? Yeah. Come here, come as close as you like.
We're almost there. Just cross this. Sarah, Luke, you have to get across.
Luke, we have to swim.
Mom, I can't.
The wolves will get us, Luke, please.
Come on.
Chief, the wolf is coming.
Luke, come on! Mom, I'm cold! Swim, Luke!
I can't!
Take my hand, I'll...
So let's try this again. Let's see, all right? You got the magazine set?
Yeah, that's easy enough.
Good. Good. Let me see you hold it.
Like this, huh? You call it prone?
Great. You're catching on. All right. So I'm going to throw a stone for you. Think you can aim for it?
Seriously?
I want to see you follow a target. I'm going to give you a good throw. Keep your eyes open.
Yeah, but they're open.
Hey, ducks.
Oh.
Hey. Nicely done.
Did I hit one?
I think you did. We'll check it out. I didn't even see them there. Well done, Luke.
Wasn't that hard?
It's not. It just takes practice. Though now we need to cross the river. I didn't think of that.
Ooh, yeah, the river.
Hmm?
Oh, it's all right.
Don't tell me you're scared of it now.
Well, after what happened...
You cannot fear the river. Respect it, but never fear.
I thought I was the one who was going to go over.
Why's that?
Because I'm always a loser.
That attitude, Luke. You need to snap out of it.
It's not easy.
You let yourself be less than you can be simply because you grew up in the shadow of your little sister. Stop comparing yourself to her and
it's never been this real before, Mark. Death. I never even thought about it. I guess it's been at me my whole life, since I was a kid. And when that plane was coming at us at your parents' house, we could have died any day. I don't know, but something about the river just made it so much more real.
And that scares you?
Death? I guess not as much as I thought it would. I mean, it is. It's scary, but... But seeing in front of you, suddenly you feel like you can wrap your head around it.
Have you ever thought that you might never see home again?
The refuge? No. It'll happen so fast. We just started following John Prophet and...
I thought about it. I'm ready to go. There's no life for me left with the dwellers.
Really? What's so bad?
It's not bad, Luke. It's not that. It's just that... Every man must find himself in this world. And to do it, you need to leave home. Isn't that why you came along? To see if you might find yourself out here?
I just kind of followed.
But you might find yourself. Even by accident.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's start with a swim. Follow me.
What? Mark! Okay, yeah, this water looks cold. All right, here goes.
You made it.
Yeah, no thanks to you.
I think so. Hey, here's your bird.
Ooh, that's kind of sad.
Luke, you're kidding me.
It's different when other people kill the animal.
To live on this world, we must eat, Luke. That is fact. But we can take of the bird, the fish, the deer, so long as we ensure that we do not take all the bird, all the fish, or all the deer. That is also fact. That's what people screwed up in the time before.
Yeah.
Let's... Hey.
What?
We're being watched.
Wait, what? By who? Well, where?
No need to be frightened. It's not a human.
Then what?
Shh, 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 shh. Hey there. Hey there, are you friendly? Hmm? No, you can't have our duck. Well, you got eyes on it, though. Hey, Luke.
Yeah?
Do you have a scrap of bread or something?
Yeah, over on the other side of the river.
Yeah, me too. Well, I guess that's not happening.
What?
It's the koi dog.
You can see her?
Feel her.
I don't feel anything.
You have to spend enough time in the woods. The sense is there. Being watched.
So what do we do?
Make it easy to be followed. She followed us down that stretch of river. She'll have no trouble keeping up now that we're slugging across land.
That hurt leg and everything?
Animals adapt. Fast. That's why they're koi dogs at all.
Yeah, right. Well, let's head back to camp.
Yeah. Grab your duck.
No, I'd like to leave it for her.
What?
She's gonna need it more than us.
You're a weird sort of hunter.
Well, it's what I want to do.
All right. Very well. Goodbye, sweet mallard. We'll try for another.
When all that happened, it brought me right back to where I'd started. Damn scared. But when you grow up in the soup, you don't let that stop you. You don't let fear do anything to you. If you can't move because you're scared, you don't make it. So you learn to suck fear into you and carry it, like the way you keep moving if you're cold or hungry. It's just one more weight to carry. Funny, thinking about the soup again. That's where we were, all full circle.
In the soup below Corinth.
Oh, my leg is in some rough shape.
What about the bullet?
Oh, grazed my shoulder, thank God.
We can get back to Paul. He'll fix your leg.
That's a long walk, Amos. It's, that's just too long for a man with a busted leg.
So?
I can't. I've slowed you down by my crippled leg. I can't.
Why not? Who says?
It's not worth the risk. Leave me behind, and I'll catch up.
Stop being stupid, Lucien. Get up! Come on. We can't stay here.
Leave me. I can catch up.
It's not an option, Lucien.
Okay. Okay. Ah! Oh, damn it! I'm up. Amos, I'll go as far as I can.
We're maybe a mile to the rail car. We only need to get that far.
I'll try, son. I promise. I'm just... Can't have a wounded old fool like me to slow you down.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself. I thought you said you came from the soup. I've seen a Subi kid have their leg torn clean off when a gate slammed. She hobbled all the way back to main quarters, and they did what they could to patch it.
Yeah. Brave girl.
Well, she died.
Oh, yeah?
But she was so brave!
Well, that's inspiring. Let's see if I can get as far as the little girl. This is about it, right? The rail terminal.
Yeah, I think.
So where are they? They said they wait.
Maybe they haven't come yet.
Or maybe they've already gone.
Well, Paul said it was their only job.
You believe that guy?
Well, yes. Yours are Lord Jesus.
Well, there's no one here now. Paul! Hey!
Hey, Paul! Believers! Where the hell are you? Paul! Oh, damn it, Amos. I think we've been stood up.
Paul wouldn't do that. We are his angels.
We're just fools to follow some guy who thinks he's Jesus.
Lucian.
I'm beginning to think there's a lot more man than God going on here, Amos.
You can't say this, Lucian. You have to believe they will come.
Maybe they'll come. Or maybe we'll sit here until the bad folks get us. Damn it! It's just one fool after another fool following this crazy world. Oh, what is that?
Someone's coming.
You see, this is why I hate it down here. Hey! Who is that? Who is that? Maybe just, he was just passing by.
Paul. Oh, Paul, you say? Yes. Yes, I think I know the name. You expect him to come and save you?
Who are you?
Me? I'm just the blind man who tells the truth.
Blind? Oh.
Does it hurt you to look upon me?
Ugh.
Hey, don't come any closer.
Or what, dear friend? What can you do to me that has not already been done by others 10 times as cruel as you are?
How do you get around? I mean, with no eyes. Oh, what? What's so funny?
You don't need eyes in the soup.
Hey.
Good day, little master. You sound like a boy from the soup.
Yeah. Well, how about trains? You hear one of those today?
Coming and going. That was before the demon thunder started hitting the land above. You think a man delivered by God has time for you? Oh, you think so much of yourself when a man cannot even claim his own brother.
Brother? What brother? Hey, say something. Say something!
So, how about the Sioux people? You know them?
I know the rats, I know the drips, I even know the alligators they say live deep down, deep down. Who do you seek?
You know who. The people. They used to live, two tunnels right. You would walk for a long time, till you saw the, heard. There was a big fall there. Room had 4 ways you could go. You would go to the right, then down there a bit more, and you would go to the left.
Yes, I know it.
And?
They're not there anymore.
No kidding. Where are they now?
You trust a blind man to see this for you?
I don't have a lot of choice, mister. My friend is hurt. We need help.
Hurt? But he speaks. He sees. How hurt can he be?
His leg?
The mark of a hero.
What?
You'll follow a blind man? Into the darkness?
If you take us to those people.
I am so used to it being my darkness.
We'll follow, okay? You know the way?
I know too much. That I know.
All right. Lucian?
Yeah.
This guy can help us.
You're gonna follow a blind man deeper into the soup. For real, Amos?
I think the Lord Jesus put him here. It's providence that we crossed his path.
Stop talking like that, Amos. Where's the practical boy I met?
We're believers now, Lucian.
Then tell me, you believe this man will get us where we want to be?
I believe, Lucian.
Well, I may have my doubts about Paul, but I believe in you. Let's go.
The rats. You're friends with them, aren't you? The rats are your best friends down here.
Mm.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the planet?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.